This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Christmas at Butterfly Cove by Sarah Bennett, read by Rachel Bavage.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Neathorpe stared at the brown oblong of modelling clay sitting on the workbench in exactly the same spot she'd dropped it 2 hours earlier. The tactile material had always been her favourite medium to work with, but these days the earthy scent of damp clay did little more than bring bile to the back of her throat. After a month staying with her sister, Mia, and her new husband, Daniel, she'd run out of excuses as to why she wasn't working on anything. Daniel had recently opened a set of bespoke artist studios in the old barns adjacent to his wife's guest house in the idyllic coastal village of Orcombe Sands, known to the local population by the far prettier nickname of Butterfly Cove. They were still taking regular bookings, even this late in the season, with sun worshippers giving way to the hardier walkers, who wanted to make the most of the outdoors before winter set in and kept them closer to home. Perched on the edge of the cove, at the head of a private beach, Butterfly House had provided a welcome haven for knees-tattered spirits. It had also become the new hub of their family.